admiration to the Lord, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen. I thank the Lord for that tonight. Look in your Bibles to the book of Hebrews, the book of Hebrews chapter number 7. I want to read this verse and then I pray and preach a topical thought tonight upon my heart, for we have the baptizing, and just kind of a simple thought, but yet I believe what the Lord has us to preach tonight. And you pray the Lord will strengthen our voice, our body in preaching, and He'll touch us by His Holy Spirit. He does that, then we know that the work will get done in the heart that's needed here tonight. Amen. All right, Hebrews chapter 7, you will and able stand tonight. Hebrews chapter 7, verse number 25. The Bible says, wherefore He is able also to save them the uttermost that come unto God by Him, seeing He ever liveth to make intercession for them. I'll read this again. He said, wherefore He is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto Him, come unto God by Him, seeing He ever liveth to make intercession for them. Let's pray together. Father, thank you, Lord, one more time, the privilege to stand and open the Word of God. Thank you for the good song of Zion that it rang in this place and in our heart tonight. Lord, I pray for just a few minutes. Help us, Lord God, may we receive the Word of God with gladness. And Lord, we ask you for that one that may be here tonight. Lord, they're lost, they're on the roadway of destruction. I pray, may this be the night, Lord, the Spirit of God will draw them, and Lord, they repent and be saved. Help us as your people. Lord, you know the need of each one gathered here tonight. Multiple needs, but God, I'm glad you're able to meet every need in this place tonight. Lord, we love you because you first loved us. Help us to glorify you, and we'll thank and we'll praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You can be seated. Again, the verse said, wherefore He is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by Him, seeing He ever liveth to make intercession for them. I'm interested in the first part of the verse where it talked about He is able. Now, I'm going to preach just a few minutes tonight just simply on the Lord is able. Now, I'm glad I can report to you that our God is able to do great and mighty things. That you and I are not serving a God of wood or stone or gold or silver, but we're serving the true and living God who rules and reigns from His throne in heaven, and the earth indeed is His footstool. And I'm glad I know Him, and He knows me tonight. If you don't know Him, this would be a great opportunity. Be a great night for you to run to Him, call upon Him, and be saved by His grace. There's some places, matter of fact, about four places I want to look at tonight that talk about our Lord being able. First of all, this text of Scripture, can I remind you, He is able to save. For that's what the verse tells us. He's able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by Him. Aren't you glad that God still saves sinners? Amen. There's never been a day that He wouldn't save, because the verse very clearly tells us if we come to God by Him, who's that? By Jesus Christ, you can be saved. There is no other way. You can't go through a priest. You can't go out through water baptism. You can't go by the cult or religion. But salvation is in Jesus Christ. And if you'll come on the terms of the gospel, the best news I can tell you in all the world is He'll save you on the authority of the Word of God. Hey, I came to God one night as a boy 35 years ago, and I came through Jesus Christ. Hey, I'm not being saved because I have a list of do's and don'ts. I go down daily and checking them things out. That ain't why I'm saved. That's not why I'm going to heaven. I'm going to heaven and I'm saved because I came through Jesus Christ. Amen. Hey, you can't get to heaven any other way. That's right. Hey, I know we're living the day they want to keep talking about diversity and coexisting, but hey, I got news for you. The God we serve, hey, He is the only God. There is no other God to coexist with. Amen. How in the world can God coexist with somebody that don't exist? Amen. And I'm glad that he saves to the uttermost. Man, that word save, I love just to say it, for it rings in my heart. It means to deliver from danger and destruction. It means to deliver from wrath. And I'm glad I've been saved from the wrath of God. I don't have to go to hell because I've been saved by his grace. I like that word uttermost. It means completely. Amen. I'm glad that I'm not checking up on payments. I'm glad I'm saved. Yes, sir. Hey, if you don't know for sure that you're saved tonight, you could before you left this place if you really wanted to. I like to stress this to you tonight. God is not hiding the fact of you, whether you're saved or lost tonight. He doesn't hide that. It's very plain. Ask him. He'll let you know. Amen. So we know he's able how to save tonight. Then let me say secondly, in the book of Jude in verse 24, the Lord is able to secure. The Bible said in Jude in verse 24, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. Man, I'm glad he's able to secure me. Amen. I would be miserable if I thought I had to do something in keeping myself saved. Amen. Hey, I am relying totally on Jesus Christ for the keeping of my soul tonight. He said he's able. Now unto him, hey, we ain't talking just about anybody. We're talking about the Lord Jesus. Amen. He's able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. I'm glad I'm secure in Jesus Christ. He said over there in the book of John in chapter 10, verse 27 through 30, he said, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Hey, aren't you glad to be secure in Jesus tonight? Oh, you can't lose your salvation. If you're saved, you're saved. Amen. He very plainly, Jesus said, no man can pluck you out of my hand. Amen. That's right. Hey, you've got to be awful strong if you're going to pluck yourself out of the hand of the Lord. Amen. Now, I'm going to make a statement. I ain't being mean by it, but you would have a better chance of going to the deepest waters in all the world, which is in the Pacific. You'd have a better chance going to the depths of the Pacific, jumping out of the water dry, than you could losing your salvation. Amen. You are secure in him tonight. Amen. Hey, I'm not knocking anybody else. I just want you to know what the Bible says. Hey, I've got some background in it. It has some other doctrine, and I had one day had to let the word of God settle for me. Am I saved forever? I want to tell you, before that, there was some trouble in my heart. I was bothered and at times about my salvation. But when the word of God settled it in my heart, I won't tell you I ain't worried about it no more. Amen. I'm glad he's able to save, but I'm also glad he's able to secure tonight. Oh, yes. Hey, the Lord's able. Let me say number three, back there in the book of Hebrews in chapter 2, I find that he's able to succor. The Bible said in Hebrews chapter 2 and verse number 18, he said, for in that he himself has suffered being tempted, he is able to succor them that are tempted. That word succor is a great word. That word means to come to the aid. It means to relieve. It means to help. Matter of fact, the idea in this word is someone running to your aid. Someone running to relieve. Somebody running to help. Hey, that's Jesus tonight. Oh, hey, in this context, he said that he's able to succor us, us that are tempted. Hey. You realize as we're all tempted. Amen. Don't never come around me acting like you're holier than thou. Like you've arrived or something. Why, you ain't arrived. And if you have, leave quickly. We may contaminate you tonight. Amen. Because we ain't perfect of ourselves. Amen. Hey, but I can tell you this. When temptation arises, and it will in your life and my life, we have one who is able to run to us, to aid us, to relieve us, and to help us in our hour of temptation. Hey, I'm glad we have such a one. Amen. Hey, I said it this morning. I said it again. We're never alone. Amen. Hey, it'd be awful if this all depended on me. If it depended on you, that'd be awful. Amen. By the way, that is what religion is. It's a man-made thing. It's something they've set up, something they're doing. But you see, we don't have religion. Amen. We have a relationship with Jesus Christ. Amen. Hey, he is able to save. He is able to secure. He is able to succor you tonight. Oh, I'm glad that in our hour of temptation, our hour of trial, he comes and he helps us. Hey, I can't tell you how many times he has come when I felt like I couldn't go on. I felt like there's no way I could get through what I was facing. Hey, but he was able to succor me. Amen. So we see that number four, and I'm about done. Can I say to you, number four, he is able to supply. The Bible said in Ephesians chapter 3 and verse number 20, he said, now unto him that is able. I like that. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Hey, the God you serve can supply. Amen. I don't know your need, but I know your answer. Amen. I like that. I may not know your need, but I know your answer. And his name's Jesus. This verse does something in my heart. It has for many years. I like to quote it when I'm praying. I do. When I'm going in there just to remind myself, the one I'm approaching can do something. Amen. He said there, who's able to do exceeding. Man, what a word. Abundantly. Hey, it'd been one thing he just said he could do, but he said that he is exceeding abundantly. And then he just throwed in another word, above. Amen. He got happy with all the adjectives and adverbs sometimes in verses. Boy, it's good when he does it. Hey, he said he's able to exceed and above all. Hey, listen to this. All we ask. Hey, do you know he can do more than you can ask? Amen. And then he didn't even stop there. He said, or think. Amen. Hey, I don't know about you, but I can think up some pretty big stuff. Amen. But he's able to do exceeding abundantly above all I can ask or think, or you could ask or think. I promise you, he can supply. The Lord is able to supply tonight. Hey, I've done seen him come through too many times to doubt it. Amen. Hey, we find there in Luke 1, talked about with God, nothing shall be impossible. We find the angel says there to Sarah in Genesis 18:14, is anything too hard for God? Oh, friend, God can supply for you. Amen. Now, I tell you what, now I'll say this. God ain't in the order-taking business, but he is in the supply business. Amen. God's not a genie in a bottle. That's right. You ain't going to rub the bottle and jump out and grant you three wishes. But I promise you this, if you've got a need, he can supply it. Amen. I've seen him provide food. I've seen him provide money. I've seen him provide healing. I've seen him do a lot of things because he's able. Amen. Hey, when his will is to move, it's done. Amen. Hey, friend, I'm glad he's able to save, able to secure, able to succor, and able to supply. What's your need tonight? What's going on in your life? You're lost? He's the Savior. You've been saved for a while and there's a need that's arisen in your life, he can meet your need. God is not in heaven twiddling his thumbs bored, nor is up there racking his brain trying to figure out how to help you. Amen. Dr. Sattler, you say years ago, has it ever occurred to you that nothing has ever occurred to God? Hey, that's right. God ain't never had an idea. That's right. He didn't say, wow, I hadn't ever thought about this before. God ain't never done that. Now you say, preacher, that's awful big. I can't wrap my mind around that neither. But I know it's so. Amen. Hey, that's the God that you and I serve. He's a big God. He's a mighty God. Hey, he is the true and living God tonight. Oh, friend, aren't you glad that the Lord is able tonight? Father, take this thought tonight. Use it for your glory. Lord, I thank you for giving us liberty to deliver what you've laid upon our heart. Lord, just sharing the thoughts that you've been stirring in my heart today. Lord, help us to hide your word in our heart that we might not sin against thee. I pray for that soul that's lost here tonight. May this be the night they run to you and be saved. Help that child of God that's struck. Maybe it's an hour of temptation. Lord God, you said you could succor them that are tempted. Lord, maybe they've got a need. I'm glad you're able to exceed in abundance of all we could ask or think. Have your will and way now, and we'll praise you and we'll thank you. In Jesus' name. Heads bowed and eyes closed just a moment. I've tried my best to deliver to you what's on my heart. I don't ever preach a long time on the nights of baptism. I do like to give a gospel message in particular. Sometimes folk will come to a baptismal service and could be somebody here lost tonight. And I said this, and these are being baptized know this. The water has no saving power. All baptism is an outward testimony of what God has done in our heart. That we're buried with him in his death. We rose again with him when he resurrected 3 days and three nights later. Hey, we have a resurrected life. Amen. We're risen to live in newness of life tonight. Aren't you glad for a new life in Jesus Christ? Aren't you glad not only for the newness of life, but abundant life? Hey, it ain't just life, but it's life more abundantly, he said. Oh, I'm glad of that tonight. Is there someone here would say, preacher, pray for me. I'm lost. Remember me in prayer. Anybody in the building tonight, you'd lift a hand. Preacher, pray for me. I'm lost without God. Pray for me, preacher. Anybody at all tonight? Maybe there's a Christian here would raise a hand and say, preacher, I've got a need. God knows what it is. Pray for me tonight. Amen. Amen. Hands going up. I'm glad he's able to exceed in above all you could ask or think. I'm glad all you got to do is talk to him. Come to him. Let him help you. You understand a person drowning, when someone's there to rescue them, if they don't accept that help, they don't accept that lifeline, they'll drown. They can't. Hey, it can be there. Can be, they'll be thrown out to them, but accept they lay hold of it. Oh, friend, tonight as a Christian, help's available. But you just got to reach out and take hold of it tonight. Let's stand. What are we singing, Brother Tim? All right. You need to come, come on.
There's not a friend like Jesus. No, not one, no, not one. None else could heal all our souls' diseases.
Amen.
No, not one. No, not one.
Somebody else, you need
Jesus
to come. Jesus
knows all about
ask the Lord
our
to help
struggles.
You tonight.
He will guide till the day
us,
is done. There's not a friend like the lowly.
Anybody
Jesus.
Else, you need to come. Just
no,
come on.
No, not one. No, not one.
Amen.
No friend like him is so high.
Yeah, you'll never find anybody like him.
No, not one. No, not one. And yet no friend is so meek and lowly. No, not one.
Bring your cares to him. He can help you tonight.
Jesus knows all about our struggles. He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. There's not an hour that he is not near us. No, not one. His love can cheer us.
Yes.
No, not one, no, not one. Jesus knows all about our struggles.
Amen.
He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not
one.
Sing
another verse.
Did e'er a saint find this friend forsake him? No, not one.
That's right.
No, not one. Or sinner find that he would not take him? No, not one. No, not one.
Amen.
Jesus knows all about our struggles. He will guide till the day is done.
Amen.
There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one.
While he plays, your eyes closed, your heads bowed, giving these a moment to still pray in the altar. I'm glad we can approach the Lord. He is approachable. There's still time if you can. Those of you that have been baptized, if you'd slip out quietly and go ahead and head upstairs. While these are praying, we're not rushing them. I want them to have time to pray. They could still be somebody else needs to slip out and come talk to the Lord. As our heads are bowed, our eyes are closed, just another moment. Let the Lord help you tonight. Folk are doing business with the Lord. There's still time. I'm glad for the invitation from the Lord to come to His throne. We as His people can bring our cares to Him. There is not a friend like the lowly Jesus. Nobody else like Him. I'm so glad for our time around an altar. Lord, thank you again for letting us be here tonight. Help us to honor and glorify you in the remainder of the service. In Jesus' name, amen. Brother Tim, you get some songs together. Congregation, sing out. We'll get ready to baptize and hear.